Praise the Lord. We'll go ahead and we'll just pray before we get started. Heavenly Father, God, we're thankful, God, for this day. Thankful for many blessings. Thankful for all that you've done. Forgive us, Lord, of our many faults and many failures. God, we pray to Lord God that we can just come together tonight, Lord God, to Heavenly Father, and just learn of you, to Lord God, to Heavenly Father, and just draw strength from you and from one another, God, to Heavenly Father. We can grow closer in your word, Lord God, to Heavenly Father. I pray to Lord God that we can just, to Lord God, get to understanding, God, and that a little bit about what you suffered, to Lord God, to Heavenly Father, for us, God. We thank you for all that you do. It's in your name. Amen. All right, let's go to Hebrews. We're just probably going to read through all the Hebrews, there's some verses that we'll point out. Probably never read Hebrews as a suffering book, but Hebrews, and that we know is about Christ and his priesthood. And about what his priesthood is for us, and the glory of it. My goodness, and that there's a whole lot in this. But we'll just start with chapter 1. The Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent named than they, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, O Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. That's good. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, let's go into chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. See, we're getting into suffering. So this is how the Lord suffered. And that if we went over how that we need to suffer because he suffered, now we're getting into how our Lord and Savior suffered. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. All right, so we're going to stop there for a minute. All right, so I know we went through a lot of it there, but we're going to see how he suffered what came about from his suffering. So Christ suffered, he suffered to perfection. He suffered in order, he was already perfect, but he was suffering to show us that through our suffering, we could be made perfect too. And that not perfect as in we'll never make a mistake, and that, but our faith, and that our thoughts towards him can be made perfect. But how do we do that? Through suffering. If he wasn't perfect, it wouldn't have worked. Would have been like any other person dying. Okay, but because he suffered, and that his flesh was able to stay perfect, he had to go through that, and that right in the flesh, and that in order for us to be able to defeat it in the flesh also. So if he wasn't perfect, then his sacrifice would have meant nothing, would have been Tim.
Right.
And that, my goodness, and that, but because he was perfect, how do you do that? Through suffering. And that, my goodness, and that the sacrifice was acceptable unto God in his flesh. I mean, he was perfect down on the inside. He's God, right? My goodness, and that, but his flesh, he had to keep that perfect, didn't he? And that, praise God. And I'm glad that he did. My goodness, and that now I want to keep the perfect sacrifice going, and that, my goodness, I can't be perfect. And that, well, I mean, it says, you know, that Job was a perfect and upright man. My goodness, and that it says, be ye holy for I am holy. So I guess if Job can do it, then I can do it. But I know me, and I know I can't do it. My goodness, and that, but through suffering, we can suffer unto perfection. Anybody got anything on that? All right.
You know, God says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect.
Yeah.
Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows that us, the creature that he created, you know, that we're not.
Yeah.
He knew we weren't going to be that way.
But, yeah.
But he gave us Christ as the example.
Yeah, amen.
The part about the scepter.
Yeah.
The scepter, you know, was, how do you say it, was a symbol.
Yeah.
Of royalty, is a symbol of power. It says that he was that scepter. So,
yeah, amen.
He is the one.
Yeah.
He is our example.
Yeah.
Of how to be holy.
Yeah.
How to be perfect. Even though his flesh we can't be, he was.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, he said he will suffer.
Yeah.
And now Tim mentioned it the other night, they'll hate you because they hated me.
Yeah. Amen.
Because he is an example.
And the yeah.
more that we live for him, the more that we try to be like him,
yeah.
the harder it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was here to show, you know, the world that he was the one.
Yeah.
He faced nothing but opposition.
Yeah.
So, I set the test.
Yeah. Well, what was extended out to Esther?
Yeah.
The scepter, the king's scepter. Yeah.
Permission to come.
Yeah.
And
Grant their life.
She would have been lost.
Yeah. That's good. My goodness, I love that. Anybody else? Through suffering. That's how. Amen. That he kept it perfect. I mean, obviously he's God. He would have been perfect either way. But he was doing it as a man for our benefit. Amen. Because it had to be done as a man. Amen.
It takes the death.
Yeah.
For every man.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You know, not just, you know, overcoming anger or overcoming, you know, hurt. He said it takes the death.
Yeah.
For every man. So, you forget how good it is until you get back over and read it.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So we're one with him, so we need to suffer with him. And that basically is that's what I'm gathering. And I'm going to be going through these and read, you know, kind of quick. If somebody wants to stop and say something about anything in Hebrews, you speak up, stop me. We'll talk about it, praise God, because Hebrews got a whole lot in it, and I love Hebrews. Amen. It's probably one of my favorite books. Yeah.
That talk,
y'all.
No. What happens when it touches?
Yeah.
Does God need us to suffer?
Does He need us to?
No. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's
an example.
Yeah.
We need to suffer the things of God.
Yeah.
To purge ourselves to be more like Him.
Yeah.
He don't need our suffering. He's God. He don't need anything.
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the more that we suffer, the more that we see we need Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 It draws us closer to Him. Yeah. Hey, man.
It's kind of like we were talking about, I think, a little bit last week, you know, and I was kind of thinking on the same thing is, you know, we never go through anything. You know, I don't feel like we learn anything.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we don't really learn, how do I say this without saying blasphemy, but, like, it's almost like we don't learn the power that God could do. You know, what He could do, you know, if we don't ever go through anything.
Yeah. Amen.
Because oftentimes we can do it to ourselves, though.
Yeah.
But He shows His power through us defying Him and Him correcting that. That's how He shows the power.
Yeah.
Is by Him correcting that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to suffer for His sake. But we also suffer because we choose not to obey.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen. Yeah, He'll show His power just as much with a whooping.
Yeah.
As he does with Job, and didn't do anything wrong. Yeah.
Amen. Tim, can you read 12 through 18?
Sure. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I'll put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same.
Yeah.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
Amen.
You said to when again?
To 18.
Okay.
Well, the rest of the chapter.
Oh, okay. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. My goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Wow.
Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
Yeah.
To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. You know, for in that he himself have suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Amen. So we're learning that through the suffering, what he had to suffer to be our high priest.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Look, so 17 and 18. You can go back. I mean, even through to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He suffered so that we didn't have to fear death or be in bondage to death anymore. I mean, we're going to die, right? We're going to die. And that, my goodness, and that, but glory be to God, I don't have to fear it. Amen. Praise God. And I don't live in bondage of death anymore. A whole lot of people are afraid to die.
Yeah.
There's certain ways I'm afraid to die a certain kind of death.
Yeah.
I mean, surely I'm afraid to die of cancer or something along them lines, but or drowning. I tell you what, not me, man. I don't want it to go that way. I'm not afraid of what comes after. Amen. Praise God. Therefore, that death has no bondage over me.
Yeah.
Because he suffered the way that he did, and suffered the way I should have had to suffer, he suffered that way for me. Therefore, if I want to be partaker in him, I need. That's how I'm going to have to do it. Amen. Right.
Yep.
Amen. All right. So 17. Wherein all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. My goodness, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. Praise God. So he suffered temptation, and that for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted. Amen. That's the way we got to suffer, right? He suffered being tempted. I mean, after fasting 40 days, 40 nights, the devil takes him up, tempts him like crazy. And that, right? And that, my goodness, but what's he do? He makes it through it. And that was a suffering. He was already weak in body, not in spirit, thank God. Weak in body, my goodness, and that you go 40 days without food, and that you're going to be pretty weak. You're probably going to look a little emaciated. And that, my goodness, and that, but my goodness, he suffered that so he can help us. Sakaur means to help them that are tempted, and that, my goodness, and that. So he suffered temptation so he could help those who are tempted. Ain't that good? So what happens if we suffer through temptation? We can help people.
Yeah.
Amen. We can be an arm that he uses to extend to help those who are suffering temptation.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, I was tempted that way. And that, and we can either be an example of what to do or what not to do. Yeah. And that, but either way, we can help. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I gave into that temptation. I adjure you, do not give in like I did. Or
yeah.
I made it through it. This is how I made it through it. I prayed. And that, my goodness, anytime I felt the need, I prayed. And that, so that's just good stuff. Amen. Anybody got anything on that?
I can't help but say something about 17. You know, like, when I see the word reconciliation anywhere in the scriptures, we know from a salvation perspective, obviously he ain't going to reconcile me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But reconciliation is an adjustment of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, so what is the one thing that we can do that makes us different from being Christ-like? It's sinning or going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean we lose it. No, that's not what I mean. But, like, what I'm saying is that he can adjust us to a point to where I can look more like him that, like you were saying, through that suffering.
You know?
And then just, I can't help but, it just kind of hit me when you're reading that. Like 17, you know, I mean, Paul saying this, wherefore in all things it behoved him. In other words, it had to be done.
Yeah.
Him to be made like unto his brethren.
Amen.
It's talking about us. He had to be made like us, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. You know, so I just get stuck on that. The fact that he looked at us, you know, and he saw that, you know, he had to be made like us.
Yeah.
You know, to do these things. Like, my goodness. And on one hand, it's like Paul, you know, he was writing these things, but, you know, Paul was led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You know, to do these things. You know, to write that. It was just awesome. You know, and you kind of mentioned how it helps. You know, like imagine all the people mm-hmm. that, you know, when Paul was writing to the Hebrews, imagine how much he was helping them by reminding yeah. them, hey, Christ suffered everything you've already been through.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. That's good.
Hey, man. That's good stuff. Somebody else. Well, that's good. All right. 3:1. You ever been through Hebrews this quick? Wherefore, and we're not even just glossing over. I mean, we're really feeling it. Praise God. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, amen, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So we're told to consider him, right? This is all pushing, you know what I mean, and pointing to, if we're going to be like him, we need to consider and adapt to his sufferings. And that, right? And that Christ was a man of suffering. I mean, he was. And then, well, and what's to say in Isaiah, you know, that he would, a man of sorrows, or how did it put that? Anybody remember exactly the wording? I can't remember, but talking about him being having sorrows, I mean, he suffered, and he did it all in the name of making us clean and holy and reconciled back to God. Amen. Praise God.
That's awesome.
So, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Amen. Inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Amen. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony to those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Amen. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear my voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily. Amen. Exhort one another. Amen. We're all going to suffer, and we might suffer together, and we might suffer at different times. And that, but we need to help each other through. Exhort one another. Lift one another up. Tell them, hey, you know, like what Paul's doing to the Hebrews, like Tim said.
Yeah.
Hey, Christ suffered. Amen. So that we can make it through it. While it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved 40 years, was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. I'm gonna give you anybody got anything on that? I know I'm kind of I don't want to just skip to certain verses, because I mean, this whole book is pointing to his priesthood.
Yeah, yep.
Parts of it are because of how he suffered to become our priest. high priest in our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but I just don't want to gloss over any of it. But anybody got anything on that? I'll give you a break from my voice for a second.
To see this despised and rejected man.
Yeah.
Man of sorrows.
Yeah.
Man of grief.
Yeah.
And he hid it and wore our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good.
That's powerful.
That's before he even came.
Yeah.
Before he even came. I knew.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Isaiah didn't acknowledge God a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's good.
Before he even came.
Yeah. Look how powerful it is. You think Jesus didn't know? But still, yet he decided to come knowing the suffering that it was for people like me.
That's the thing. I've the whole time. We keep saying it keeps going back to love.
Yeah.
Why don't we do all this?
Yeah.
When he didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Because he loves it. It's amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
I went down the wrong pipe, I think. All right. Anybody want to read 4, 1 through 15? Yeah.
Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us, and enter into his rest, and we receive him short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Amen.
We which have believed do enter into the rest, as it saith, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it is that it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Yeah.
Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day.
Amen.
There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God.
Amen.
He that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did for his. He said, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful.
Yeah.
Sharp. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Yeah. Piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. Is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yeah.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest who is not with us, with the feeling of our infirmities, was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen. Amen. So, verse 15. All that's wonderful, but point to verse 15. We have not a high priest.
Hey.
Which cannot be touched by with the feelings of our infirmities. But listen, so how in the world can he be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? How can he help us? My goodness, what's an infirmity mean? I got that definition right now. Infirmity, feebleness and ailment.
Yeah. Amen.
Feebleness and ailments. Amen. How can he help us through that? Amen.
How can he feel that? Because he already felt it. He suffered through it.
Amen. Praise God. That's how.
Amen. My goodness. And that, my goodness. And that, so, that's just so good. My goodness. And that temptation is probably one of our major sufferings. Amen. I mean, it is. I mean, it just plain and simple is. Temptation is a major suffering. One that I don't always suffer the right way through. My goodness, and I would have to imagine that, I mean, I know you guys all do a better job than I do, but probably don't always come out, you know, the best way after a temptation, right? Sometimes we give in to a temptation. Jesus did not. Amen. So when we come to him and say, Lord, I'm being tempted. Amen. He can feel it. He doesn't just hear that and understand that he feels it. I mean, doesn't that make it a little better? Doesn't that make it a little bit more helpful in that area? That not, he doesn't just hear us when we pray, but he feels us?
Yeah.
My goodness. And that's just,
what a God we serve. My goodness, boy, I'm about to take off to heaven. Anyway.
Well, I see, well, the dictionary that I have right here for infirmity, it says physical or mental weakness.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've, you know, my whole life, you always hear, you know, the mind is the devil's playground and all of that stuff, and idle hands are the devil's playground. Those, the first thing that he tries to attack is our mind, because it is so weak and feeble.
Oh, yeah.
And,
You
know,
big time.
When we're in the right frame of mind with God, it's part of him to get through. And I can tell you from myself that mine is very weak and feeble, and he attacks all the time, day and night, through that. And just seeing that kind of, you're in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself out of the way and put God in there first.
So. Amen. And he feels for us.
Yeah,
he does.
I mean, my goodness, he knows we're but flesh and bone. Mm-hmm. Our brains are just a big ball of mush, and that, my goodness, a mushy ball of flesh, right? That gets us in trouble. But he feels that he had a brain.
Yeah.
Amen. He had one. I mean, he overcame it. But that's how we overcome it too.
Yeah.
Lord, I know you know what I'm talking about. Help me. Help me. And he will.
Yeah.
He will.
And suffer through it or suffer because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I suffer because of it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, when I suffer through it, when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
When I suffer because of it, then that's something that I tend to remember. Remember that time that I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
And even though I might have been forgiven for that, I still, the devil will use that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes.
All the time. You remember that time?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. But.
My goodness.
Blessed be the God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation.
Yeah. Amen.
This is burning my heart.
Yeah, that's good.
And vulnerable.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad that spirit makes you feel alive. Quickens this mortal life.
I don't know if anybody's like me with the first 15, you know, I have, how many times do you get into a trial or suffer or, you know, in that trial, overlook the last part of that verse where it says, but listen to all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin.
Yeah.
You know, just, I don't want to make it about me, you know, but like, And just the recent little while, you know, medicated or not, you know, my depression's been bearable. You know, something that, you know, oftentimes Satan, you know, uses that against me a lot. And the very first thing he points out is, you know, nobody gets it. Nobody, you know, you're alone. You know, nobody understands, you know, and all that. You know, and it's like, you know, we have gloss over verses like this. It says, you know, all points.
Yeah.
Like we are.
They may have been,
you know, he went through those things. You know, my goodness. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just feel a little rough lately, you know, with that. You know, if I've seemed off, I apologize to anybody. But, you know, just, I just want to say, you know, I can speak for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. But I overlook that a lot.
Yeah, I think we all do. Yeah. Amen.
But I'm glad that he gets it.
Yeah. Amen. He feels it.
Yeah.
Amen. He feels Tim when Tim comes to him. God, I'm here for you. I need help. Yeah. Amen. He feels that. My goodness. I'm glad we can touch him.
Yeah.
Amen. Aren't you? I'm glad we can touch him. My goodness. Goodness sakes. That's good.
And then it says right there, let us come. Let us therefore come boldly. That we may obtain mercy.
Yeah.
And find grace in time of need.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't say that I've ever gone boldly and not been given the help in my time of need. We always there. We always give an overabundance of mercy, even when I don't deserve it.
On the flip side of that, there are many times where I haven't gone boldly and haven't gotten it.
Right.
I mean, we got to come to him the right way. But when we do, there's never been a time I didn't go to him right and didn't get what I needed.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that's. Anybody else want to go to the Lord, heaven now? Amen.
Step was just talking about what it says. You know, he stirs up your pure mind.
Amen.
You know, that's the mind that's on him. That's You know, that's what stems from what he put down inside.
Yes.
That's what stirs up.
Yeah. You know,
everything else.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. So that brought that to mind.
Amen.
My mind. I try to, when I wake up in the morning, I try to first go, at least go read the verse of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I send it to Jessica, Alan. We do it, we send them every morning. Mm-hmm. And rain or shine, we send them. But my mind doesn't always take off right then and get settled on it. You know, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But I'm glad at the time. So just like yesterday, he woke me up at 4 in the morning with scripture.
Yeah.
You know, just going over in the hall. You know,
that's
stirring up your pure mind, right?
Yeah.
You know, stirring up what he's put down inside you. And he just got something for you to know. Something for you.
Amen.
That's the period.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's just amazing. We tend to think that he stopped suffering when he died. And he feels us.
Yeah.
So he's continuing to suffer for us.
Yeah, yeah.
If he feels the suffering, we feel that he's suffering as well. That's amazing.
Good.
You know, I actually was talking to Hunter about that before.
Yes.
Before we got down, you know, everybody that we know that goes to heaven doesn't feel any bad feelings or anything. There's only, well, the three in one, but there's only one up there that that still feels that.
Yeah.
That's the one who shouldn't have to.
Yeah. My goodness.
Awesome.
Brings new meaning to that, don't it? Amen. Somebody else?
It's like,
yeah.
Amen. Every aspect.
Yeah. Everything, you know, no matter what trial you think and think about, he gets it.
Right? Yeah.
My goodness, I'm still stuck on that. I'm not trying to think so.
No.
He gets it.
Yeah. Good at it.
I'm going to be on the golf course. I need to talk to
Yeah. Let's not let him go by himself. Himself, but he that is called of God, so was Aaron.
So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever at the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, that's capital S, that's Jesus, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
Amen.
It's good stuff. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are all appearing. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right, let's go back to chapter 5, verse 2. It says, Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. I read to you that means that both read the definition of infirmity, but compass means to encircle. Okay? So he can have compassion on us because he was compassed with infirmities. I mean, all around him, encircled by him. I mean, it fought like a man of sorrows in Isaiah. I mean, my goodness, in that he was absolutely compassed about with infirmities. So remember that. Amen. He suffered that. So remember that. Next time it feels like everywhere we turn, we're suffering. Everywhere we turn, we're being tempted. Everywhere we turn, we're feeling insignificant. Everywhere we turn, the devil's throwing something up in our face. He was also like that.
Yeah.
Amen. So now he can have compassion.
Amen. He can understand. He gets it.
Amen.
My goodness. And that, so we know we can go to him. Amen. But also, we suffer through that. Amen. Why? So we can be more like him. Amen.
People can come to us and they can see Jesus in us because we've suffered like Jesus. Amen. Not nowhere near as bad. He's not gonna
put the same suffering he suffered on us because he knows we would just die. Right? He was God.
Amen. He did it, you know, for us. Amen. But we can suffer like man. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh my goodness. Amen. Let's go. Verse number 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
We learn obedience by it, right, Dad?
Yeah. Amen. Right, Steph? Amen. Praise God. And my goodness. And being made perfect, amen, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
So, what did his suffering do?
Made him perfect. In his flesh. Amen. Made him the perfect sacrifice. The perfect
high priest for you and I.
That we can go to him. Amen. Praise God. My goodness. And that. So he was taking the place of what Adam was. Not Adam, Aaron.
Of what Aaron was.
Amen. He was the second Adam. Amen. Coming to take the place of what Aaron could never be, but was a representation of in the old Bible.
Amen. He had to do it the same way. And that
Aaron suffered, right? But what did Aaron have to do? Aaron had to offer for himself
before he could offer for us. Amen.
Amen. Christ not only became the high priest, but also offered himself. Instead of having to offer for himself, he offered himself. So much better than Aaron. Amen. So much better than the Levitical priesthood. Amen. He was the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Praise God. My goodness. So that's how Christ suffered. Amen. So
gave me the thought. He suffered his whole life here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was all God, but yet he was all flesh.
Yeah.
Being God,
the things of the flesh had a hold on him.
Yeah.
And they tried to hold him back.
Yeah.
Just like they do us. Right?
Yeah.
He had that contradiction in himself.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he overcame all.
Yeah.
In everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. In every point.
Yeah.
That he was tempted. Oh, overcome.
Yeah.
You want to bring that overcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep that weak stuff to yourself.
Yeah.
You can't beat me.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But he had to face that.
Yeah. He had to submit to it in order to even suffer through it.
Because none of it had power over him.
Yeah.
As God. Yet he had to lay it down. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to give it power to live that life here for us.
My goodness.
And then we're the same way. We've got a soul in us, right? That the body can't touch.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it can bring us down. It can bring us to its side and cause us problems. But it cannot defeat what's in our soul.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you read it, it has such contradiction.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes over.
Yeah.
But he had the same contradiction his whole life here.
Compassed about.
And be.
Yeah.
Compassed with him.
And it meant nothing. It meant he could not hold him. Even death could not hold him. Man, that's just awesome. How can we not have faith in that?
Yeah.
Right? You can't have faith in man. Man can let you down any time. The Lord will not.
Yeah.
And man, just because he's God.
Amen.
Because he's God. But he went through the same thing for our justification.
My goodness.
That's amazing. Sometimes I don't think we get it.
Yeah.
Until, you know, we get serious about it, you know? Yeah. And start letting it stir us up.
Amen.
Good.
I know I've said it during Sunday school at some point, but like the fact, you know, I always try to picture and just think of kind of the shell shock he had.
Yeah.
You know, going from a place of perfection
and
leaving that
into
a place of, you know, the flesh being imperfection.
Yeah.
You know, like leaving that and then being perfect at the same time. It's like you said, there's that constant contradiction there.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't imagine, you know, that alone had to have been suffering.
Yeah.
You know, thinking of it like that. That's crazy. That's awesome.
I have a question that's a little bit off topic, but we're talking about him suffering and the contradiction in him and everything. When the apostles, when he called the apostles, they knew, I mean, Peter said that he had the word, that he was the word, he was perfect.
Yeah.
So they must have known he wasn't going to fail them because they believed in everything he said.
Yeah.
So if they knew that he wasn't going to sin, after the 40 days of him fasting and Satan got on him, did he know that he couldn't make him sin?
Yeah, I believe so.
So devil just does what he does. He just does his job.
He just does it to provoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew he had no power.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, even the disciples knew that he wasn't given to sin. So
awesome.
He must have known.
Yeah. But I also think he's so prideful, the devil is.
Yeah.
He's full of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's full of himself. Well, I think he
thought.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't beat him when he was on the throne.
Yeah.
But now he's down here and he's in the flesh and just fasted for 40 days. If there was ever a chance, it's now.
Yeah.
Right?
But he had to have known.
He said, get me behind me.
He had to have known deep down. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's God I'm talking to.
But yeah. I mean, yeah. He's the devil.
He's got to be the devil.
Yeah.
He's got nothing else but being the devil.
So, I mean, we can look at that in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's fighting with us today, and he knows that he can't win.
Yeah.
Unless we let him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we rest in that rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's not a chance. He can't. He cannot. But like he thought with the Lord that if there was ever a chance, I could get him in a week.
Amen.
If they don't rest in him, if they go their own way, then they there's a chance I can tempt them and get them to fall.
God had to let the heavens down around Job.
Yeah.
So how much more would he have had to have allowed him to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to allow him to tempt his son.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Man.
Well, get this. At the very mention of the name of Jesus, that was So he's coming to him. Jesus submitted himself to even allow him to get near him to tempt him. Just so we would have a record that you can beat him.
Yeah.
Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that? That's just good.
Yeah.
Look at the case of Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting right there, at the table. And it says, Satan entering into his heart.
Yeah. Full possession. Devil owned him at that point.
That was his choice.
Yeah.
To allow that to happen.
Yeah.
So, man, had his choice. And he chose wrong.
Yeah.
He said, have not I chosen you 12, and one is the devil.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he knew. He knew that. And that just shows that it still comes down to our choosing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, after all that he's done, after the way that he's made and laid out, all the love that he's shown, we still got to choose.
Yeah.
And it's, thanks to, he died. And no, you got to choose.
Yeah.
You got to choose to follow.
Absolutely.
It's good.
That's good.
That's a good question, Aaron.
Yeah. Somebody else.
That's when the devil, tries to attack us. It's not when we're strong, it's when we're weak.
Yeah.
When we've been on that mountaintop and we're starting to slowly slide down.
Yeah.
And then we start tumbling a little faster and a little faster. And
yeah.
It picks up speed and we're getting beat up. And that's when we let him in because we're weak. I won't say me. I do.
Yeah.
Because he can't touch me when I'm ready for him when he's attacking. But he's sneaky.
Yeah.
He's sneaky.
He sure is.
He won't attack us when we're strong because he's scared.
He's scared of who's in us.
Yeah. And the only reason he does it when we're weak is because he knows he'll get in and get in our minds and be like, hey, you're nothing. You're just garbage. And then, we're weak. So we think, hey, maybe he's right. But then we can just go pray to God because we know really deep down that he's wrong, that we can fight that. And we may not do it right away, but we still can do that. We can get back on that mountaintop and learn something. We can learn something from the valley, and we can go up to another mountaintop. And it can be a repetitive cycle, but still, that's a repetitive cycle. You win.
Yeah.
With God by your side. You can't win that without God by your side.
Amen.
Don't he try and get you before you get here?
Yeah.
Only trying to hit you as you're leaving here.
Yeah.
He just
died. As you're leaving.
But while your spirit is stirred up,
Do
you even have any thoughts?
That's right.
Anything else but God.
Yeah.
That's the pure mind.
Yeah. He will try to question the very essence of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
He will question everything about you. Or try to get you to.
Yeah.
and try it while I'm in there.
Well, he did it with that one church in Revelation where they said that, you know, I even know where Satan's seat.
Yes. Yeah. You can make a seat for him in there if you want.
I'll tell you, he beat me up last time we came to church. It didn't feel that good. Really didn't. And it was over the stupidest thing. And I knew he was wrong, but still, I prayed, but I got over that.
Yeah.
Right. And when I left, I still kind of questioned, but nah, I still felt that sweet spirit that said, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You didn't do anything wrong. You're good. But
that's good.
That's good.
I thought about that a lot. Because we've all been there where it seemed like the devil couldn't touch us.
Yeah.
And there were times where I'd get in my car and get home, and then all of a sudden I was already, you know, in a wrong spot or anything. But when our mind is solely, when our soul is coming out, when we're solely thinking of him, we don't notice anything that's going on. So he very well could be attacking me, but my shield is up so
high. That's right.
Attacking the one that dwells inside us has never lost a battle.
Amen.
He's got to go back to that day. I can't help but think. How many times did Satan go back to the day where he stirred up that war in heaven and was kicked out basically into the ground? And he's got to go back to the day and just think,
drop.
There's that, and then there's the day that Christ came on Calvary and all the battles that he lost.
Yeah, he's got to be like, I got to be smart about this. Because if I'm not, I'm going to get my butt kicked.
Amen. Anyway.
I feel like we pretty much wrapped up the lesson, to be honest with you. I think we've learned what we need to learn. I'm going to give a few verses, though, just to finish off my little list here. That's all right. We don't have to go through the whole. We ain't got time to go through 13 chapters and everything. Aaron, you care to read chapter 9, verses 11 through 18?
Sure. 11 through 18?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
Yeah.
That is to say, not of this building.
Have another building.
But by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh.
Yeah.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who is the Holy Spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Yeah.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament.
Yeah.
And by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Yeah.
For where a testament is, there must also be of necessity.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
For the testament is a force after the testament. Woo! It is no strength at all while the test
is. Yeah.
And whereupon
it's a force, amen.
Yeah. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So, not only that just being beautiful scripture,
amen, but because of all his sufferings, he was made into our high priest. It's not like he just came down here and said, I'm your high priest. He could have if he wanted to, but it made it better for us that he was made into a high priest, doing everything that he had to do. Amen. Of a greater tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They had the tabernacle in the wilderness, but
Well, we got salvation.
Yeah.
They had to go into the tabernacle. The tabernacle came to us.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. The greater one. Amen.
I thank God for it.
Yeah.
amen. And he was able to offer himself without spot because he suffered,
Aaron, because he suffered that,
my goodness, yeah. And did it perfectly.
Yeah.
Amen. He was able to offer himself up without spot or blemish to be that for us. And he was able, through his blood, amen, because of that perfect sacrifice, he was able to become our mediator, all because of the suffering that Christ did. Amen. Praise God. So we will be partakers. Amen. You're going to read 10:10 and stuff in a minute, but all so that we became partakers.
Yeah.
If we can become, if we just be partakers of his suffering, we will be more like him. And what he really was, when we learn about deeper into how much he really was and what he really did, it makes us want to be more like him. How do we do that? Partakers of his suffering. My goodness.
How great is it? We don't have to go to some high priest and tell him what we did wrong.
Yeah.
And he gets to talk to God now.
Yeah.
And that's been torn in half.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a middle hand anymore.
Go to the source.
We get to hear it from the
Yes. My. Step 10:10.
By the which will we are sanctified.
Amen.
Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen. So once again, from the suffering, amen, he was the perfect sacrifice. The offering once and for all. Right. Nothing before that was sacrificed was perfect. Amen.
Right.
Nothing was perfect. Amen. Praise God. All had been touched by sin.
Yeah.
He had and failed. And he had been touched by sin.
Amen. But repelled it. Amen.
Amen. My goodness. He was the perfect offering. So therefore, through his suffering, he became the perfect sacrifice once and for all. There's no, this is the last blood that I'll ever need, as the song says.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Once and for all. So therefore, amen, our suffering can't take us out if we go to him. Amen.
Praise God.
That's awesome. That's what I got. Anybody else got anything?
Let me read one more thing.
Yeah.
For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands,
yeah,
which are the figures of the true,
yeah,
but in the heaven itself, to appear in the presence of God for us.
Yes.
Not yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others.
Yeah.
So. Well, the tabernacle was just a show of the truth. And
yeah.
When he entered in that temple.
Yeah.
He's the one that made it holy.
Amen.
You know? I mean, he was from heaven. I mean, it couldn't be exactly holy. It couldn't be truly holy,
yeah,
because it was made with hands.
That's right.
Made by sinful man.
Yeah.
But he made the tabernacle in heaven.
Yeah.
So that we could all enter into that.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, that's good.
Well, the tabernacle, it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. The earth,
right,
it's gone.
Who knows where it is? Nobody knows.
Amen. They don't know where the Ark of the Covenant is.
Believe I do.
Amen. Praise God. Then after the tabernacle, they desired a permanent place,
yeah,
the temple.
Yeah.
Yep. What happened to that temple? It got destroyed twice.
Yeah.
It was made with hands.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus was not destroyed. Amen. Praise God. What we have can't be destroyed. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. It's eternal, once and for all. Amen.
I mean, this church is going to go down in the lake of fire,
mm-hmm,
but he's still going to reign on forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. The building's going to melt with a fervent heat.
Yeah.
Amen. Won't be one stone left. Won't be one brick, not one nail, not one board.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
But my goodness, you and I ain't gonna be here.
Right.
Because it's not this church.
Yeah.
It's this church.
Right. Amen.
We may die before it happens, but we may die before it happens, but no matter what, it's still gonna end, and the people that are saved, the people that know that God is real, that that know him in their soul, those are the people that are gonna go home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Amen. To what I call my home. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the Bible says it'll happen in a twinkle of an eye. You know,
yeah.
A twinkle is, you know, I mean, you can't even.
It's already over.
It's yeah.
While you're talking, I saw you do it before.
Yeah.
It's literally.
Literally. So I with that, I just don't even believe that, you know, I don't think I'm going to see it. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'm going to see a single amount of destruction. I think that when it's time for us to go, we're just going to be.
We're just going to be in heaven here and there.
Yeah.
I read a little farther from Hebrews 10:10. I read 11:12. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin.
Amen.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down
and prayed. Yeah!
It was finished, so he just went back. Work was completed.
Yeah.
Went back to where he belonged.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not without blood.
He didn't have to suffer for us, but he still did.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Chose to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Well, this has been a hallelujah time.
Awesome.
Amen. It's been great. Amen. Everybody satisfied with the lesson?
Yeah.
All right. I think it could add a little more spirit.
Any more, and he would have just sucked us back into heaven, man.
Amen.
We just rode that spirit wings home, baby. All right, well, next week we'll get into the doctrine of preservation. If that's all right with everybody.